Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, podcast audience. This is a special KT podcast, and tonight we are honored and very thrilled to have with us. I'm going to give you her short title, and once Terry introduces her or brings her on the mic, I'll let Mary give you her full title. But I'm going to call her our psychic extraordinaire. And Terry, would you go ahead and introduce Mary?
Absolutely. It's my pleasure to bring, to introduce to some and remind others about our great friend, Mary Barrett. She has an impressive resume. She is a psychic medium. She's a private investigator. She's an ordained minister. And her, like I said, her credentials are as long as my arm. I am pleased to bring to the show Mary Barrett. Hi, Mary.
Hi, guys. Thank you.
Hey, how you doing,
how
Mary?
Are you?
Hello, Mary. We love having you on the show.
I love being here.
Yeah, this
it's
is our
like
second time.
Home.
Yes, it's our second time having Mary on the podcast, and I see the phone lines are already lit up. So without further ado, yeah, that is funny. But without further ado, Mary Barrett.
So, Mayor, you and I just talked a little bit earlier this week, and every time I talk to you, I'm fascinated by your story. In addition to the services you provide to others, your heart is as big as any I've ever known. Would you mind just telling everybody a little bit about, you know, how you knew you had the gift, how you came about, how it manifested itself in your world and in your life? Do you mind?
No, I don't mind, but I did not realize I had any gifts until a friend pointed it out to me. I knew something was up, but I didn't know what it was because I did not grow up in a psychic medium home. So that's not saying my mother didn't have feelings and intuitions, because she did, but we never really connected the dots until later, when a friend of mine told me she thought, you know, I had some abilities and to go buy tarot cards to see. And I bought the tarot cards and I didn't even really use them. I mean, I don't use anything at all. No tools whatsoever anymore.
That's funny. That's actually what I was going to ask you. I've had a couple of readings personally with you. So I clearly am a fan, personally and professionally, and I wondered how you, in fact, I started to ask you that the other day, how do you prep? You know, you and I start talking, how you doing, how's everybody doing, and the next thing I know, you start telling me things about me that you wouldn't have any way to know. So how do you get me? How do you channel me to you?
It just comes to me. I mean, things just really come right at me, and I can't stop it. I hear, I see, I feel, and that's it. I mean, I don't need any tools whatsoever.
I am
it's
fascinated.
Very interesting.
You know what? Let me interject here for a second, and just welcome some of our callers in tonight. And as before we go deeper in our interview, are there any questions from our callers?
How does that work over the phone?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Okay, hold on one second now. Okay, one second, caller. Go ahead and ask your question.
I heard a female voice first.
Go ahead and ask your question, Alvin.
Okay. Okay. I just want to know what's the woman's name that has, ma'am? What's your name?
Mary.
Mary. Mary. This is Alvin. Are you feeling anything for me, or do I have to ask a question, or how would this work?
Since this is being a really short time and people are waiting, we ask that you just ask one question and I will answer it for you.
Okay. It may sound crazy, but I've always felt that I was going to hit the lottery. Feeling. I have dreams I don't know. I just something always says that I'm going to hit the lottery. Do you see anything like that for me?
I'll tell you why. If you do, remember my name and share some.
Okay.
Hold on. I got one more caller.
We do not give out lottery numbers.
A lot of people have those hopes and dreams. So good luck.
Al, do you buy tickets?
Yes, I do. You know, I joke about it because, I mean, I'll tell you something. One the other day,
brother Al, hold on for one second, my brother. Hold that thought for one second. Go ahead, caller. Ask your question.
Okay, go ahead.
The caller that was asking about how she does it on the phone. I'm sorry. Go ahead and ask your question.
Able to channel.
I'm sorry, could you start again, please?
How was she able to channel through the phone? I understand that this is a short session, but in general, how does she do that?
I do it all different ways. I mean, I can just pick up the energy and go off. I mean, it doesn't matter. I have read for people who've been in Afghanistan, Pakistan, wherever you are located, as long as your energy's here, I can pick it up.
So what energy do you get from me?
Well, it depends. What do you want me to zero in on?
My business.
Well, I get that you're going to have to be very careful with your business. I feel like you're going to have to be very dedicated and be a hard worker. I feel like it can go really well as long as you be careful of the people, that you don't bring bad people around you, because I feel like you're very hardworking. You really like to do things for people, but I also think that you could be very hard-nosed, and you just need to find a in-between and make sure that you realize that the business is good, but also the people you work with have to be good also.
So make sure you hire people. Is that what you're saying, Mayor? That you surround yourself by the people, you know, who are going to build you up.
Exactly. And she has to realize that not to be so hard on some people, but don't be so heavy, easy on people either. She has to find a middle ground.
Nice.
Okay.
Caller, that work for you? I guess I've heard that before. So, I'll take that.
Okay.
Mary,
all right. Well, that's
like, hey, well, you're. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, producer.
No. You're good.
Mary, I'm impressed that you know, people call in and you can almost instantaneously get a read. I mean, that fascinates me that you can do this. What happens when, you know, have you had occasions where you've had a surprise or a situation where you've told it before they knew it, sort of a thing? you know?
Oh, yeah. Lots of times. And I am surprised and impressed I could do this too. But I was in a show at one time, and there's a lot of different stories, but this one in particular I've been telling a lot lately. I tell my people, if you're in one of my shows, if you don't want somebody to know something, leave, because I never know what's going to come out of my mouth. Well, I walked up to this lady, and I looked at her, and I said, congratulations, you're pregnant. Well, her mother jumped up and started yelling at her. Now, this is a married woman, so it was okay. But her and her husband decided not to tell anybody until the first semester was all,
The trimester.
The first trimester was over. So,
oh, no.
But I opened my big mouth. But hey, I warned her. I warned everybody.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Are you local or you're out of town?
I'm in Tennessee.
Nashville, right?
No, I'm actually in Lexington.
But you can
I have family there. I'm definitely going to have to come visit you.
I think she takes phone calls. I think, am I correct, Mary? She can contact you?
Yeah, I take phone calls, but I'm also going to be, I don't know where you're from, but in October, between October 18th and 20th, I'm going to be in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, during a charity event.
You know, Mary, being over the phone is easier.
Yeah, it is.
And I can get it to you. I can post it. I'll take care of that, and you can visit Mary's Facebook page, and all the information is there as well. Mary has definitely set up a process that is super easy.
Yeah.
Super easy.
Hey, Mary, I have a question for you. Can anybody be a psychic or medium?
You know what? Everybody is born with intuition. It just depends on what gifts that they are given at birth and how strong they are. Some people just have a little bit, like they may say, oh, a blue car is going to go down the road. And a blue car does, and I think, oh, my God, I'm a psychic. I'm going to start charging $50 an hour. And other people, you know, some people should not be doing it professionally because they're not there. And then other people who are there, well, then they should be doing it professionally. It just depends on the level of your gifts.
Mary, this is Alvin. I have a question. Mary, I have a question. Do you believe that your dreams tell you your future? You can see things in your dreams? Is that possible?
Yeah, that's really possible. Now, I don't know about the lottery, but, yeah, your dreams are – I had to throw that in there. Your dreams tell you things, and if you're talking to a person who's passed over, you know, you're most likely having a visit from them, and your dreams could give you direction that your subconscious is wondering about, or you can be getting directions from your path on which way you're supposed to go. Your subconscious knows a lot more than you think it does.
Okay.
We try to educate people on that concept every Thursday and Sunday night. It's funny you say that.
That's funny, absolutely. Hey, Mary, I have a question sort of adjacent to this topic. You recently, if I'm not mistaken, became a licensed private investigator, right? Not too long ago, right?
Right. It was in March, at the end of March.
So do you think having psychic ability or being clairvoyant or clairaudient, do you think that enhances your abilities as a private investigator? I mean, it seems to me that it would, but I just wonder if those tools come into play.
Well, I was called out to Oklahoma before I became a private investigator because over the phone I described where a girl who had run away was at. And the cops wanted me to come out there. And they showed me the area that I described. And I said, yes, she's in this area. So my psychic abilities, I actually did the reverse. I actually got my PI license so people would take me more credible as a psychic medium to be able to find people.
Oh,
because
yeah.
I am not only a psychic medium there, but I'm also a private investigator. So you put the two of them together and you got gold. But
yeah, that makes
a lot
sense.
But a lot of people still do not believe in psychic mediums, and that's where
right.
the problem is.
That's fascinating to me.
It
Absolutely.
Is. It's really, this whole thing is very fascinating, and it's very good. And I had to go up in front of the Commission of Tennessee, and they asked me why I wanted to get my private investigator's license. And I said, because I'm a psychic medium, and I want to be able to bring missing people back home, whether, you know, they're alive or to give the family some kind of closure, whatever the case may be. Because I have an uncle that has been missing for 60 years. Nobody knows where he's gone. And years ago, we put out, you know, notices that we needed to find them. It was in 82. And my whole family has wondered about him. So I really feel that people need closure, right. especially when kids and young adults are involved.
Oh, yeah.
So let me ask you then, as a psychic medium and a private investigator, I don't know. I'm not trying to be comical or funny, but it seems like there should be nobody missing and you shouldn't be able to find. Is that how that works? I mean, you know, do you channel into everybody?
You know, nobody's 100% but God.
Yes.
You do the best that you can. You do the best you can with the information that you're given, and you work from there. When that girl ran away in Oklahoma, my client had called me and said her granddaughter was missing, and I just routed out the area she was at and everything else. And she said, oh, my God, let me call you back. And then next thing I know, the police were requesting me to go out there. And she took me to the area, and she was making me walk through some wooded area, and I said, she's not here, she's not dead, she's alive. She was in the cul-de-sac, but we didn't know which house. And we found, you know, they found her. So she was right there within a half a block where I said she was.
That must have been amazing and outstanding for the family. And again, I you know, you and I have been talking on and off for some time. I have nothing but respect for the work that you do. And I got to say, I was always one who I didn't want to talk to a psychic. I didn't look at that as something that of the church. And you and I had a little conversation. Yes. And you and I had a little conversation. And what you said to me, only speaking, knowing me from a telephone, you definitely have my attention. You definitely have my attention.
Mary, this is Alvin.
Oh,
Alvin. Mary, do you speak to the living spirits or only or spirits of the past?
Actually, sometimes telepathically I can speak to people, yes, that are living.
Can I add to that, Mir?
Yeah, but let me add this. Telepathically, sometimes I could see people, what they're doing, where they are, and all that other good stuff. Go ahead, Terry.
Alvin, I have had multiple experiences with Mary, and she has been able to communicate with my husband who has passed, with both of my parents who have passed, and Mary has told me things that they have said that she would not have possibly been able to know that were personal and that only, for example, something that my husband and I would have said that nobody else would have known, especially someone that I've never met. I mean, she definitely communicates with those that are not of this world any longer.
And okay. Hey, Brother Al, like I said, you know, we walk the same streets. We were doing a podcast, and Mary began to speak and almost brought my baby sister to tears. I'm saying it's real, kid. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
I remember having a dream about my father, and my sister had the exact same dream, and my father's passed away. I was wondering if Mary, can she see anything like that about my father who has passed away? I don't. Do you see anything like that, Mary, about my father? This is Alvin.
You want me to read about your father who's passed away?
Well, my father passed away many years ago, but I remember having a dream, and my sister and I both had the same dream, and I thought that was kind of, I don't know, strange, but we both had the exact same dream, and it was both about my father. And I thought, do you see anything like
that? That could be common. I mean, that's just a visit that he had to tell both of you. So, I mean, that's not unusual. That does happen.
Okay.
That's not something that, you know, happens all the time, but it does happen to people. I have gotten calls where two people have had the same dream in the same night, and it's just like everybody's in everybody's dream, you know?
Wow.
You guys got a visit from your father.
Okay.
And whatever message he gave you at the time, take to heart, because that was coming from him.
Okay.
Have you ever ran into
like
an individual? I'm sorry, Mary, go ahead.
I feel like your father had a lot, or you guys had a lot of conflicting thoughts and emotions going on. And, you know, I feel that he, in his own way, was trying to get a message across to you guys and trying to straighten some things out, because there seems to have been some kind of, I want to say more miscommunication on the part here.
Okay.
And he was just trying to explain himself.
Okay.
I also feel that he, because I feel like he's here, and I feel like he's telling me that even though he never really expressed his feelings, because it doesn't seem like he came from that type of home, that he really did love you guys, and he may not have shown it here, but he does want you guys to know that. He may have seemed like a hard ass, hard nose, but deep down, he really did care.
Okay.
Do you believe me when I tell you she got a gift, man? Hey, Mary, have you ever ran into anybody you couldn't read?
No.
Watch out, Hodge.
No, you know, what says Mary have already spoken. Yes.
Yes,
Mary,
sir.
Mary, I've already spoken to the Oracle.
Now, I will tell you, I'm also a master hypnotist. And
I love that.
Yeah, and I do a lot of past life regressions because people want to know who they were before they were born here. And the hardest people to hypnotize are cops. Can you guys tell me why?
No, I couldn't.
I can't.
Their thought process is a lot different.
Because they don't want to give up control. They've been trained not to give control up. Now, I have put under cops, but some cops is very hard that you cannot do because they just will not allow it. But hypnosis is also very, very good. And I recommend, like, if anybody has had a trauma or if they're carrying stuff from, you know, like bad juju and they don't know why and they have memories of stuff that they don't ever remember doing, to go under hypnosis to find out.
Yes, gaining 50 pounds extra.
Yeah. No, the thing is serious. Really, you can go under hypnosis for almost anything. I have put people under there where they drowned. They've told me where they drowned. They told me their name. They told me what year they drowned. They told me who they were with, everything. And they went and looked it up on the computer, and there it was.
Wow.
Do you have to do that in person, Mary?
Yes.
Oh, you can't hypnotize telepathically?
I'm in Columbus.
You don't want to do it over the phone. And yes, you have to do it in person. And you have to do it with somebody you trust, and you have to make sure that they have the credentials to do it. There's also a lot of fake hypnotists out there also. And if you don't know what you're doing, I also have a lot of mental health behind me. And if you don't know what you're doing and the people come out of it badly, you have to know how to treat it. Because if you don't, well, I don't want to use the word treat because I'm not a doctor. You have to know how to handle it. Because if you don't handle it correctly, that person could, you know, really suffer.
Well, let me ask you this. Could you possibly hypnotize somebody, and it's going to sound funny, and not, if you don't unhypnotize me, if that's the phrase, do I stay in that state? Or does that, like, wear off after a period of time?
You can bring yourself out anytime you want to.
Really?
A lot of people, when I hypnotize them, they feel very comfortable with me. I try to make, whether I'm doing a reading or I'm hypnotizing, I try to make the person feel really comfortable, like I'm their new best friend and they've known me for a while. And, you know, I start talking to them and next thing they know, like I did it on a radio, a live radio from Scranton, Pennsylvania. I put one of their hosts under, and he said, this is how he described it. One side of his mouth and brain was saying all this stuff, while the other side of his brain is saying, where the hell is this information coming from? And that's how he described his hypnosis. And it was live on the air. And, he couldn't believe everything that he was saying.
See, hypnosis.
I would rather do hypnosis on a person and have them tell you what they were in a past life than have somebody come up and say, hey, you were a donkey in a past life, you know, because you never know.
Right.
I put my daughter under, and it was, I mean, my daughter-in-law under, and it was really, really funny. She loves all kinds of animals.
That's that sunken place, right? Is that what we're talking about? Isn't that called that sunken place? what is that called? That sunken place?
Nice.
You come and get out, man. You come it's from the movies, man.
Well, I put her under, and she was telling me she was in a field with all bunnies. And a lot of people wonder, can you come back as an animal? Well, she's telling me all these cute little bunnies, and she's playing with them, and she goes, wait a minute. I think I'm a bunny. Well, that cracked us up, and I woke her up at that point. But what I was to answer your question, Ken, was that people feel really comfortable with me, so they do stay under. They hear me tell them things like move your arms and whatnot, and they're so relaxed that they're just laying there. But will you come out of it? Yeah, you'll come out of it. You, even if you wanted to wake up on your own, you could do that. No problem.
Okay. See, when I'm thinking hypnosis, I'm thinking as I have a big function, I'm looking at hypnosis more from a fun point of view than a medical point of view. I think that would be awesome to have a big event and have, you know, a hypnotist there as events for part of the, you know, it's whatever I'm trying to say. Having hypnosis as a part of the event. Well, that was hard coming out, but go ahead.
Somebody just contacted me about doing a TV show about hypnosis where they wanted a real hypnosis to go on there and make the people act funny and stuff like that. And I'm like, you could do that without a real hypnotist because, you know, hypnosis to me is very serious. I mean, sure, you can do a little joking, like blow the audience kisses and stuff like that. And I've done that. Having somebody act like an idiot, comedy.
I don't need hypnosis for that. I can do that on my own.
Exactly. But I've had people come to me before who's been raped, and they needed to get past that. So I had to go in and undo the psychological damage that the physical damage did to that person. So I take hypnosis very serious.
Okay.
So a lot of people have a lot of problems out here in the world, and they could be helped with hypnosis if only people would realize that.
That's
true. And they don't.
Well, let me ask you, have you ever been like in a setting at a party or function? Do you make an attempt to let people know that you're a medium, or is that something you just don't bring up unless it's asked?
A lot of people know I'm a psychic medium. I generally don't go out anywhere unless I'm going to a show or something like that. But everybody that I know knows what I do.
Okay.
So is it hard when you walk into a room to stop trying to decipher people?
I don't invade people's privacy. If I walk into a room, like myself, I can walk into a house, and if your house is really dirty and messy, I don't notice it. I'm there to visit you. I don't care what your house looks like. And it's the same thing with being a psychic medium. I'm not going to walk into your house and look at you and say, hey, you know, blah, 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 blah. I'm not going to do that. And I walked into a house before, and I went and I visited a friend. And as I was walking out, her daughter was walking in. Now, her daughter knew Mary Barrett, the psychic medium, but she never met me. So her mother said to her, hey, this is Mary Barrett. And the girl went, oh, my God, and she covered her face. And I'm like, I'm not going to read you. I don't do that. I don't read without permission. And then I've had other people come up and totally freak out and grab me and just tear me apart. yelling, "Oh my God, Mary Barrett! Oh my God, Mary Barrett!" You know, and I'm like, okay, you know.
And are you able to do that? Are you able to pick them up? Are you able to pick up people's vibes across the phone lines as well? Because I'm curious, what's mine?
I can pick up people across lines on the telephone. How many of you are on the line right now? Four?
I'm here.
Hodge, can you feel that?
I'm here.
Well,
I'm
here.
Curious about mine.
I think there's four, Mary.
I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. There's six.
Four or five. There's six?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's six. There's six on the line.
Okay, now that makes it more difficult because everybody's energy is all over the place here.
Okay, well, I just want mine. I ain't worried about nobody else.
Well, you have to realize everybody else's energy here, and they're curious also. But what is your name?
Well, see, they didn't ask the question. I asked the question.
Right, but everybody's energy is flowing in this line. If there were fewer, it would help, but don't hang up. Just stay on the line.
Okay, hold on. Who is she? What's her name?
Lisa.
What is it?
Mary, that's Lisa.
Oh.
Lisa?
Looks like she dropped. I think she dropped off. Lisa, are you still here? Yeah, she might have got disconnected.
Okay.
Either one or two things. Okay, she's back. Hold on one second.
My phone hung up. Sorry.
All right, Lisa.
Okay, where are you from, Lisa?
Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, okay.
Columbus.
You're all from up there.
Huh?
You're all from up there. Lisa, has anybody ever told you that you have a really good personality, but you talk a lot?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that good or bad?
Well, I said she's warming up right now, letting you know that we're about to touch you.
What I get from you is that you're lovable and you're really nice to people, but you aggravate people sometimes and I'm very blunt, so don't take this personally. But I get that you talk so much that sometimes people feel like they cannot get a word in edgewise with you, and sometimes they have to say, "Hey, I'm trying to say something here," to get your attention so people could talk. But you're the life of the party, though, because you keep things going, which is good. Because when people don't know what to say, you can always get people talking. Because if they won't talk, you'll talk. So that's a good thing. That's not necessarily a bad thing. Does that answer your question on that?
That's it?
No, that's not it. I asked you a question.
She said, "I want more."
Well, because that's something I kind of already know.
Well, I
yeah,
don't know.
Mary
that.
Don't
I'm
know
only...
you. Yeah, Mary doesn't know you.
Oh,
And I'll remind everybody how you can get a reading at the end of the show.
Okay.
I'm only verifying what I said was correct.
Yes. I mean,
okay.
I don't know as far as getting on people's nerves, but I do talk a lot. I mean, I just...
It is correct, Mary. It is correct.
Keep it 100.
Lisa said, I didn't say all that.
Right.
All right.
And Lisa, I'm not talking about annoying in a bad way. I'm talking about they feel like they can't get a word in edgewise once you start going. And I have a lady here that has passed, and she is telling, and I'll get to who she is in a little bit, but she's telling me that ever since you've been a kid, it's been like yakety, 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 yakety. You've always talked a lot.
That is true.
And it feels like it's your grandmother to me. It's a grandmother figure.
That laugh means you hit it right on the head.
She's telling me that she remembers one time at the table that you were sitting at her table and you were eating cereal. And as you were eating cereal, you were talking and the milk was just coming out of your mouth. And she was telling you to be quiet and eat your cereal.
I rest my case, Your Honor.
I remember the name they used to call me when I was a kid.
Wow. Is that Yakety Yak?
No, that wasn't, no.
Oh, okay. Because she's telling me Yakety Yak, Yakety Yak. Don't talk that, Yakety Yak.
That is too funny. No, that's not the name they call me.
Okay. All right, that's
fine.
But
I did talk a lot. I used to tell on everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. But she's just telling me that you wouldn't even shut up long enough to eat. You always talk to
everybody. That is too funny. I'll talk like that now.
Hey, Mary, is there a difference between a psychic and a medium, or are those words synonymous? Could you explain the difference?
No, there's a difference. Yeah, a psychic is somebody who can tell the future, and a medium is somebody who speaks with the people who have passed over.
So you want to be a psychic medium then? You want to have both gifts? I mean, and to be, I guess, good in their profession, you'd have to be a psychic and a medium?
No, because, like, for instance, the Long Island medium, she's only a medium. She's not a psychic. So people could be psychics and, you know, be well-known, or they could be a medium and well-known, or both. You know, it just depends, again, on what type of gifts you were born with. In my case, I could tell people what have happened in the past. I'll be telling them, and they're like, well, I don't want to hear what happened in the past. I said, well, I've got to get through the past to come to the future with you. And, I do it all. I do it all.
Yeah,
don't ask me how. God gives
you
the ability.
Yeah, you've been blessed with the total package, the psychic and the medium.
Yeah. Yes, and other things in between.
from remembering that list when Sister Purr introduced you, a lot of other things in between. A lot of other things. But let me ask you, what if you were to say put your readings on a scale, what would be one of the most not who it was about, but what would be one of your more fascinating readings you've ever had to do, or you've ever done?
A fascinating reading, I won't really call it fascinating, but it's very memorable. I was doing a show, and I walked up to this lady and a man, and the woman's girlfriend came running up next to me, and I didn't want to say anything, and I just stood there looking at them, and I finally whispered to the girlfriend, and the husband said, no, we're not having any of that. You need to talk to us. And I'm like, I don't want to do this. So I looked at the woman. I looked at the guy. I said, okay, you asked for it. And I looked at the woman. I said, I'm very, very blunt. And they go, okay, go for it. I said, you have tried to commit suicide, not once, not twice, but many times. It is not time for you to die yet. You need to stop trying to kill yourself. And her, I believe it was her son that had died, and she was distraught. And, you know, I went like 20 minutes giving her messages, flying through all the messages. And by the time she left, I mean, everybody was just totally stunned. And they came up and thanked me. And she said, I will not try it again. Thank you so much. But I have a funny one now. It was my birthday, and during another show, I handed out a box where people picked out a rock. They closed their eyes, picked out a rock. And before the show, some guy came up to me and he said, I'm going to let you know right now I'm a skeptic and I don't believe a word you said. I said, that's fine. Just go ahead and sit down. So then after they've picked out their rocks and stuff, I had them hold the rock with their eyes closed and see what they were getting off, what feelings they were getting off the rocks. I said, okay, open up your eyes and look at it. Well, the skeptic, his hand comes flying up. I said, yes. He said, what does this mean, this color? It was a coral color. I said, I don't know. Why don't you tell me what it meant? And I knew what it meant, but I wasn't going to tell him. He said, this is the color of the lighter of my friend that just passed. I said, your friend is saying hello to you. He walked out of there and he said, I'm going to tell you something. I am no longer a skeptic. And he walked out.
Well, you broke up at the end of that. Could you repeat that, please?
He told me that he was no longer a skeptic, and he walked out at the end of this.
Well, I'm no longer a skeptic either.
It was a dinner show. I actually did at the Ohio Reformatory in Mansfield, Ohio. I had five weeks of dinner shows up there, and these two were from that.
Well, I want to say this. If things go the way they're supposed to go, I'm definitely going to invite you to Ohio at my first function.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to invite you as my first function, again, as we try to upgrade the quality of what we do. I think that would be awesome to have you speak to people and, you know, at an official function. So I'm going to definitely put it on the calendar.
Okay. Just let me know when and I'll be there.
Yeah, I will. All right. Sister Purr. Okay. So I guess that's going to be our show for this evening. And before I go off, I want to make sure I turn the microphone over to Mary. And Mary, if you would you please give out contact information? And I know Sister Terry is going to follow up later, but if you could give the audience contact information now, that would be great.
Okay, my phone number is 731-614-3844. My website is www.MaryBarrett.org. And, of course, I'm on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. So hit me up there. And, Ken, thank you and Terry for having me on. And, Al,
Mary,
you're still there.
Al, you still there?
Thank
of course
you.
Still there. Hey, listen,
you're
Mary,
welcome.
It is always a pleasure when we can find a time to do a show with you. You know, it is my desire or my hope that as they listen to this podcast, people will understand that, you know, there is a qualified psychic medium if you so desire to need one or not need one, but decide to use one. So you have that information, and Sister Terry is going to reiterate that information on the Facebook page. But I'd like to say I appreciate and thank you for your time, Mary. So you know what? Everybody that's online tonight, let's say goodnight to Mary Barrett.
Goodbye.
Mary,
good night.
Mary, thank you so much for being on the show tonight. We really appreciate you.
And I really appreciate you guys, too. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for the invitation, Terry.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Good night,
have
everybody.
Have a wonderful evening.
Good night.
Co-producer from Hodge to Hodge podcast on Blog Talk Radio. Good evening.
Good evening.